You're listening to WAER News at WAER.org and NPR One. I'm Katie Zolkowski. November 6th is the day when voters in the 24th Congressional District decide between sticking with a two-term incumbent, Republican John Katko, or join what could be the so-called blue wave by electing a political newcomer. Democrat Dana Bolter has made health care a centerpiece of her campaign. She supports a Medicare for All model.
The point is we are trying to lower costs for every household, every individual. And under a Medicare for All plan, 95% of households will pay less money for health care. The only people who won't pay less for health care are the people who have lots and lots of money, so they don't need to pay less for health care.
She says campaign ads from Katko and his party are trying to scare seniors into believing they will lose their coverage under this plan. Katko says he continues to strongly support the Affordable Care Act despite some flaws and won't go along with efforts to repeal it. There's also a debate over the impact and benefits of the massive tax cut plan approved earlier this year. Bolter claims it's part of the larger problem of money in politics.
Because right now our political system is dominated by these entrenched powers and corporate interests, and our elected officials, John Katko included, are responding to their needs, not ours. That's why we saw this tax bill pass that gives almost all of the benefits to the wealthiest in this country and to giant corporations.
But Katko says Democrats are misrepresenting the tax bill on several fronts.
Probably the biggest one is that 83% of the tax cuts go to the top 1%. Absolutely untrue. The Circus paper has found that to be untrue. And Washington Post has even found that to be untrue. And certainly factcheck.org has. That would be true if and only if in 2027 the individual tax cut sunset.
While the tax cuts are benefiting businesses, they could be offset by a flurry of tariffs and resulting trade war waged by President Donald Trump. Dana Bolter has grave concerns, especially for the district's farmers.
One of the tariffs that sort of had the first and largest impact was the tariff on soybeans. And our soybean farmers lost 20% of the value of their crops in 2 months. And a lot of our family farms are operating on razor-thin margins as it is, so that kind of a loss is not sustainable for them.
The farmers understand what the president's trying to do. If it's a short-term pain, there will be long-term gain. If the short-term pain turns into long-term pain without a solution, then we got a problem. You know, so we got to have to wait and see.
Katko says the president has set aside $14 billion in subsidies for farmers feeling the pinch of lower prices. He feels the U.S. will be better off under the new trade deal struck with Canada and Mexico aimed at replacing NAFTA.
If we get that deal, which I think we're going to, that's going to have very good long-term implications for us from a labor standpoint, from a business standpoint, a lot of things. That's number one. And number two is we've had these trade imbalances for decades where we put up a lot of crap from other countries. Unfair trade practices or stealing our intellectual property, especially China.
Voters in the 24th Congressional District will decide between electing John Katko for a third term or progressive newcomer Dana Bolter on November 6th. For more on this and other local news stories, you can visit our website, WAER.org.